Topic 17. Shell Games. Every woodworker needs a good, solid, reliable workbench. Somewhere to hold workpieces at a convenient height while they're being shaped. The workbench becomes the center of the workshop, the maker returning to it time and time again as a piece takes shape. For a programmer manipulating files of text, that workbench is the command shell. From the shell prompt, you can invoke your full repertoire of tools, using pipes to combine them in ways never dreamt of by their original developers. From the shell, you can launch applications, debuggers, browsers, editors, and utilities. You can search for files, query the status of the system, and filter output. And by programming the shell, you can build complex macro commands for activities you perform often. For programmers raised on GUI interfaces and integrated development environments, IDEs, this might seem an extreme position. After all, can't you do everything equally well by pointing and clicking? The simple answer is no. GUI interfaces are wonderful, and they can be faster and more convenient for some simple operations. Moving files, reading and writing email, and building and deploying your project are all things that you might want to do in a graphical environment. But if you do all your work using GUIs, you are missing out on the full capabilities of your environment. You won't be able to automate common tasks, or use the full power of the tools available to you. And you won't be able to combine your tools to create customized macro tools. A benefit of GUIs is WYSIWYG. What you see is what you get. The disadvantage is WYSIAG. What you see is all you get. GUI environments are normally limited to the capabilities that their designers intended. If you need to go beyond the model the designer provided, you are usually out of luck. And more often than not, you do need to go beyond the model. Pragmatic programmers don't just cut code or develop object models, or write documentation or automate the build process. We do all of these things. The scope of any one tool is usually limited to the tasks that the tool is expected to perform. For instance, suppose you need to integrate a code preprocessor into your IDE. Unless the designer of the IDE explicitly provided hooks for this capability, you can't do it. Tip 26. Use the power of command shells. Gain familiarity with the shell, and you'll find your productivity soaring. Need to create a list of all the unique package names explicitly imported by your Java code? You can do it in a single line using grep and sed. If you haven't spent much time exploring the capabilities of the command shell on the systems you use, this might appear daunting. However, invest some energy in becoming familiar with your shell, and things will soon start falling into place. Play around with your command shell, and you'll be surprised at how much more productive it makes you. A shell of your own. In the same way that a woodworker will customize their workspace, a developer should customize their shell. This typically also involves changing the configuration of the terminal program you use. Common changes include setting color themes. Many, many hours can be spent trying out every single theme that's available online for your particular shell. Configuring a prompt. The prompt that tells you the shell is ready for you to type a command can be configured to display just about any information you might want, and a bunch of stuff you'd never want. Personal preferences are everything here. We tend to like simple prompts, with a shortened current directory name and version control status along with the time. Aliases and shell functions. Simplify your workflow by turning commands you use a lot into simple aliases. Maybe you regularly update your Linux box, but can never remember whether you update and upgrade or upgrade and update. Create an alias. Maybe you've accidentally deleted files with the rm command just one time too often. Write an alias so that it will always prompt in future. Command completion. Most shells will complete the names of commands and files. Type the first few characters, hit tab, and it'll fill in what it can. But you can take this a lot further. Configuring the shell to recognize the command you're entering and offer context-specific completions. Some even customize the completion depending on the current directory. You'll spend a lot of time living in one of these shells. Be like a hermit crab and make it your home. Here's a few challenges. Are there things that you're currently doing manually in a GUI? Do you ever pass instructions to colleagues that involve a number of individual click this button, select this item steps? Could these be automated? Whenever you move to a new environment, make a point of finding out what shells are available. See if you can bring your current shell with you. Investigate alternatives to your current shell. If you come across a problem your shell can't address, see if an alternative shell would cope better.